This morning, we have a guest joining us with us by phone from the CAM Middle School. We've got Larry Hunt, who's the pre-K through 8 principal for the CAM School District. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Good. How's the school year going so far?
Very, very fast.
It is, isn't it? The older we get, the faster they go.
That's what I hear.
I don't know if the students would agree with that, though.
Depends on the day, probably. But yeah, no, I would say no. I think that's more of an adult thought.
Yeah. Have you had a productive start, though?
Yes, we have. We've had a good start of the school year, and like I said, things are running pretty well, and kids are doing great. It's just time flies right now.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, we've talked at length about the way education has changed over the last few years, let alone when you and I were in school a long, long time ago. But computers and technology are a big part of that. It's a big part of our everyday lives. And that's what we wanted to kind of talk about here today, too. Because with all that convenience and accessibility come some issues that we need to be aware of as educators and as parents, as community members. And you've got a program coming up this week on Thursday that's going to offer an opportunity for students and parents alike to learn a little bit more about how to be safe out there.
We are in our 10th year of our one-to-one program at CAM.
That long?
Yeah,
wow.
It's been a great 10 years. And, you know, our kids have more access to technology than they ever have. They have their smartphones, they have their tablets, they have the computers. And so we thought it would be a good idea to bring somebody in that has some expertise in this area, and that's what Nate McLaren has for us, to talk to not only the kids about safety, but also to the parents about how to make sure their kids are being safe on the internet.
You know, most of us outside the school systems assume that you guys use lots of filtering systems on your internet services to kind of keep kids from going in different places and what have you. But does that doesn't necessarily always keep them completely safe from what can be out there?
You know, we do a pretty good job. We have great tech support within our district, and Jim Casey does a great job for us, but we can only reach out so far, and the cell phones and the tablets that they have at home, you know, we're trying to educate our kids on how to be safe, not only here at school, but also 24 hours a day when they have the technology access that they have.
And it's really necessary anymore, where you and I used to carry books, lots of them, back and forth to school and between classes and whatever. Some of these students carry next to none anymore.
The tablets and the computer have replaced a large part of our forces or what we have at home. And, you know, so they use them a lot more. They're on them a lot more than we ever did computers, the labs that we had at the schools. But, you know, it's just a lot more available to them and a lot more things that not necessarily are always good available to them.
Yeah, that's true. This Thursday, you've got several sections coming up throughout the day to make it convenient for folks to be able to participate in what is a cybersecurity and internet safety presentation. You mentioned Nate McLaren, who is going to be coming in and making that presentation. Talk a little bit about his credentials.
You know, Nate has been in law enforcement. He is a graduate of CNN, so this is kind of coming back home for him a little bit. He currently works for the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And so, you know, he sees the best and the worst of everything that goes on the network and how it impacts kids. And we're hoping that it can share that with our kids and talk to them about things that they can do to be safe. And then at night we have a session for parents where he's not only going to talk about that, but he's also going to talk about things that parents could do to kind of just check up on their kids and make sure that they're being safe.
Yeah, I assume these sessions are all going to be a little bit different because I see you've got one for the high school students in the morning, for the 5th through 8th graders in the afternoon, and then the parents and students again at in the evening at the high school there too. Will it be graduated on up as far as the amount of information, the type of things that you'll present to each of those different groups?
Talking to Nate, I believe that that's going to be the focus a little bit. Each kid is going to have a different path in what their experiences are, but we're going to talk to them about what they can do to be safe and then tie that in with the parents. Where, you know, we put it on there, the presentation at night is for the parents and the kids because we want, you know, the communication between them to be open. So we're hoping that by doing this that we can make it a better situation. We know the technology is not going away. It is going to be something that's going to be around a lot longer than any of us will be. And we want to make the best use of it that we can.
Well, and sadly, a lot of those kids are a lot more tech savvy than those of us adults. So
most of them are.
Yeah, so we need a lot of help sometimes in identifying or even understanding what it is you're trying to tell us about these things.
That is very accurate.
Talk a little bit about the presentation itself. How will it set up? Will it just be a kind of a seminar type thing? Will there be a chance for folks to ask questions?
The presentations in the morning and afternoon for the middle school and high school kids will be more of a presentation or a seminar setting where he's going to talk to them about them. And I expect him to answer some questions from the kids because I'm sure that his conversations are going to raise a lot of thoughts in their heads. The session at night will be both informative, but I believe he will have some time for some questions to answer those questions that parents have of what to look for and where to look for them.
Will there be some take-home materials then, too?
That I cannot answer. I have not worked with Nate or seen the product of what he's bringing to us yet, but I think he will answer a lot of questions for us and probably during the session raise a few more for us.
You bet. How did you hook up with Nate on this, or did he hook up with you on this?
It's kind of a both ways. We got in contact with each other a while back, and with us being one-to-one for 10 years, we thought this is probably several years that we should have had this in the past, but we felt it was a good time to educate our kids.
And is this a product of concerns or questions that have been brought to you or the school board at all by parents, or is this just something you guys are kind of doing some outreach?
Now, this is more of an outreach program that we see our kids on the devices that they have 24/7 pretty much, and my kids are no different. Just the idea that we want to provide them with as much resources as we can to provide them a safe situation because we know the technology is not going away. So it's more of an outreach to us, not because of any one situation or anything concerns that have been brought to us, just a service that we can provide our kids and our parents and parents around the area that want to attend to be able to inform them of these things.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, they have access, of course, all over the place at home with their tablets, with their cell phones, and whatever else. But as administrators, as educators, do you feel a responsibility to lead them in the right direction since you are plopping these tablets into their hands?
Well, we want them to be able to make the best choices they possibly can. And by giving them these resources and this information, yeah, we hope that they do make better decisions during the course of the day and night when they're around technology. We do have the sense that, you know, this is part of us. It's not something that we feel is only our responsibility, but we want to get the information out there to our parents as well.
Maybe they just need more homework. Then they won't have as much free time to play around on those things.
We can ask the kids that.
I bet I know what their answer will be.
Me too.
Very good. Now, this is a free service. I assume Nate's getting compensated somewhere, but our people aren't paying for this when they come in for that evening session.
This is a free presentation that they will have access to. There's no cost at the door, and we just hope that we have a nice crowd.
Now, is this reserved only for, especially the night session, only for parents of CAM students, or is this open to anyone who wants to come in?
No, I think this would be open to anybody, and we'd be opening it up to other people that want to come and learn how they can keep our kids safe.
It doesn't matter whose kids they are. They're all important.
As long as we can keep one safe, then we've done our job.
Absolutely. All right. Very good. Well, given that schedule, one more time, coming up this Thursday, November 30th.
We have a presentation for our 9 through 12 school students at the high school. And then Nate will come down to the CAM Middle School where we'll have a presentation for grades 5 through 8. And then we will be back at the high school for the parents' information meeting at 6:30 at that night.
And there's nothing they need to do ahead of time, no sign-up, no registration?
Correct.
Just be there by 6:30 so the presentation can get started on time?
You bet.
Excellent. Do they need to bring any devices with them? Would that be helpful? I guess we kind of have them in our pockets all the time with our cell phones anyway.
I would say at this point in time, I wouldn't think that would be necessary because I think what Nate is going to give them will be information and they can take that with them. But if they happen to bring a device, that will not be a problem either.
Okay. At a presentation like this, I don't think they'll probably tell you to go ahead and silence your cell phones.
Correct.
All right. Very good. Well, Larry, thanks for being proactive there in the CAM School District and taking an opportunity to kind of step up and reach out to folks to teach them a little bit more about some of these things and what to look for as well. It can be very confusing out there with the technology changing so much every day. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.